From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Julia Ritchie. Utah Republicans elected Rob Anderson chairman of the state party last month, ousting two-term incumbent James Evans. Anderson is a commercial airline pilot and former chair of the Davis County GOP. He takes over at a time when the party is in serious debt and facing deep divisions within its membership. In his speech to delegates, Anderson called the Utah GOP a, quote, house divided. I sat down with Anderson at the Utah GOP office and started our conversation by asking him how he plans to reunite the party.
Yeah, well, a house divided would come specifically from the fact that we have a lot of indicators out there. For instance, the State Central Committee voted to reinstate the lawsuit on the 25th of February of this year. But yet you see a Dan Jones poll that says that 70% are okay with Senate Bill 54. So those indicators right there are not a House United at all. And so how do I fix that? Well, I think I need to communicate and increase the base of participants in the party. And we do that through a lot of things. And I think one of those would be to increase participation in a caucus night. And that is important that we get more people involved in that, because it's a low percentage, it's less than 20% involved in caucus night. But if we can get more participation, the delegates will be more representative, and the outcome in convention will be more representative of the people. And once we heal that divide there, I think our statistics and things will show that the people we elect are more representative and a better outcome.
You mentioned Senate Bill 54. That has been a major issue of contention for the party. That bill passed in 2014. It allowed a path to the ballot for GOP candidates that didn't want to go through the caucus convention system. Instead, they could collect signatures. We're seeing that happening now. You have said you would like to see an end to this lawsuit. How do you see that happening, and where does that stand right now?
Well, that is another indication that we are a house divided, because there is some support and there's others that don't support the law, the current election law. How do we come to a reasonable outcome on this is, and haven't met with all parties involved yet. I've talked to the legislature. I've talked to the governor. I need to talk to Count My Vote. We're trying to set up a time to meet. Our schedules haven't meshed yet, but we will. And I'll sit down and discuss some of the potential fixes or issues that we can work through and come together on this, because that has caused us to be divided as well. And the Count My Vote is a traditional donor base that has a lot of money sitting on the sidelines, and they can bring a lot to the table as well as money, as participation. They can bring part of that party that has been disenfranchised back into the Republican Party. I think that's the desire of me, is to come to an amicable conclusion in all of this without the legal challenge. I think the legal challenge is doomed at best, and hopefully we can get out of that sooner than later.
You mentioned the lawsuit had been costly. The party had incurred a lot of debt over pursuing the lawsuit. Now that you're in the chairman's seat, what does the financial picture look like from here? What does the fiscal health of the party look like?
Well, it's not good, and I think, you know, you get involved and you find out that things come out of the woodwork, things that weren't on the radar as far as debts or fines and things like that start to pop up every day. And so we're going to get our arms around it. And soon I will be able to release exactly our financial situation. I can tell you there are at least $70,000 worth of surprises that I didn't know about day one of my tenure in this office. So those things that keep popping up are very disheartening. And so we're looking at different ways to try and fundraise, and we've got the support. Hopefully we can draw back some of those traditional donors and get that money coming back into the party.
What challenge does President Trump pose to Republicans in the midterms coming up? You know, he hasn't been as popular in Utah as some other places. How do you sort of align those interests of the national party with the state party?
Well, I think the more successful President Trump can be in his position, I think the more acceptance he'll get in the state. So, you know, I kind of avoided the question when I ran for office for this position, but I'm a big Trump supporter. I think he is a businessman. I think he knows how to get things done, and I appreciate that. And I'm willing to overlook the distractors and the aspects of the media where they attack him for certain things. I don't like it, but I'm willing to accept it.
Rob, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Rob Anderson is the newly elected chairman of the Utah GOP. For KUER News, I'm Julia Ritchie.